trumpeter swans were common winter migrants in Arkansas until they almost became extinct. Their population is rebounding now in North America, but descendants have lost their migratory memory. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a decade-long collaboration by wildlife scientists to imprint the swans on their historic winter habitat in Arkansas appears to be taking flight.
Trumpeter swans call out to locate each other or defend their territory, a melancholy sound. But these birds are beautiful, says Karen Rao. She's a non-game migratory bird program coordinator for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
Trumpeter swans are huge white bird. They have a body length of about 60 inches. They have a wingspan of anywhere about 85 to 95 inches, and they weigh close to 30 pounds, so they are really one of the, if not the largest bird in North America.
Rao sounds out of breath because she rescued an injured eagle this morning, just part of the job. She says trumpeter swans prefer remote and wild lakes, rivers, and estuaries, foraging in summer on aquatic roots, plants, and grasses. In winter, on terrestrial plants and agricultural fields. And because they're so large to take flight, they require a 100-foot span of water to get aloft.
They have a very, of course, very long neck and huge wings, so there's nothing like them that you're going to see here in Arkansas that size. And they actually have a call which reflects their name. They trumpet. It sounds like a beautiful bugle trumpeting when they have contact calls and call to each other on migration.
Pre-settlement populations of trumpeter swans were decimated by the late 1800s by hunters and collectors who sought the bird's long white feathers to decorate women's hats and for riding quills and for fluff for cosmetic powder puffs. Coordinated conservation efforts have brought the species back from near extinction starting in the early 20th century. Continental bird surveys indicate their numbers have tripled between 2000 and 2005, from 11,000 to more than 34,000, according to Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Recovered early populations, once limited to remote Alaskan and Canadian wetland wilderness, is now expanding across the Midwestern U.S. and Great Lakes region, as well as the Northern Rockies. Trumpeter swans build massive nests, 3 feet high and 10 feet across, on remote aquatic islands or on muskrat and beaver dens using the same site year after year. The large creamy white eggs incubate within 40 days, with hatched mouse gray nestlings taking to the water within 1 day to swim and feed. At 3 months old, they're able to fly, which is critical, because trumpeter swans are a migratory bird that historically wintered in the southern U.S.
They have to come south in order to be able to find food when it ices over and snows over in the northern United States. So they also winter in Arkansas.
Rao says no good records exist on the presence of swans in Arkansas historically, but their migration habits remain disrupted.
To migrate, trumpeter swans have to have an adult family member show them a way. It isn't quite as instinctual as it might be for some of our songbirds or warblers. Swans needed an adult family group to migrate and show them where to go.
To help reintroduce trumpeter swan to their Arkansas winter habitat, she joined with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, deploying a method called reverse migration imprinting.
So we decided to step in, take some juvenile birds from Iowa, bring them down here to Arkansas, and release them in the winter in the hopes that maybe, since they had imprinted on their breeding ground, they would find their way back north. And in fact, they did. They have learned and brought the birds we released in Arkansas in 2008 through 2010 have actually been seen in the winter here in Arkansas with a mate and with their family groups.
In 2008, 13 swans were released in Boxley Valley on the Buffalo River watershed and 36 more on the 6,000-acre Holoban National Wildlife Refuge southeast of Dardanelle. Rao describes handling the swans as memorable.
When you hold one in your arms, they get very heavy very quickly, but it's interesting that they don't, their knowledge of using their bills isn't to fight, it's to eat. So they didn't, and they don't usually bite you, but you do have, they have huge feet with claws on the end of each toe, which obviously is used to get vegetation. They like to feed on roots and tubers in the mud, so between using their bill and even using their feet to get some of those tubers up, their feet can be kind of dangerous.
The educator birds are collared and banded and tracked. The result, a decade later?
We are seeing swans returning with their family groups up and down the Arkansas River Valley. But I think other swans have somehow had a memory, a recalling of ancient migrations, because we see swans across the northern half, and trumpeter swans specifically, across the northern half of Arkansas now.
A small flock can be seen on Lake Sequoia, a 400-acre reservoir in rural East Fayetteville, surrounded by 1,500 acres of parkland. Earlier this month, a flock of five trumpeter swans suddenly appeared.
I've fished on this lake for 40 years, and this is the first time that I have physically seen them here.
Park manager Mike McBride is an avid birder. He's been monitoring the swans since their arrival.
The swans are out by the island that is south of the main one-lane bridge. And they've been staying between the island and the far south bank. They don't like people a whole lot, and any time that you get near them, they start swimming off.
And how long have they been out?
They've been here for at least 2 weeks that I know of.
Those are Canadian geese busy building spring nests this time of year, while the swans bob nearby. Non-gay migratory bird biologist Karen Rao believes the Sequoia flock can be traced to the original imprint flocks.
And they could potentially have been part of the initial group that we released at Boxley Valley and the Arkansas River, because after 5 or 6 years, the glue that holds the green collars around their neck tends to deteriorate and falls off. So we'd have to be able to see their feet and see if they were leg banded to know if they might have been part of our original group. But it seems as if, fortunately, for some mystical reason that biologists can't explain, they have begun to figure out how to come south and find food when everything up north is frozen.
The public is encouraged to view trumpeter swans if you come across them, but very quietly and at a distance. The birds are extremely sensitive to human disturbance. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is seeking photographic records of wintering trumpeter swans in your region. If you'd like to contact the agency, you can go to ozarksatlarge.com. Also, there, a photograph of the Lake Sequoia flock.